I think we're getting better each week. I think, you know, the process that we work so hard at. I feel like, you know, the coaches are doing a good job game planning. The players are doing a great job coming in and being purposeful about our work and learning about each opponent and preparing to come out here and compete. This is a very good football team that we beat today here. Have a lot of respect for Todd and his staff and what they're about as a football team. It's a great, great win here at home for us. So really proud of the effort our guys are putting forth. I loved our play calling all day, so I think Bill did a heck of a job with that, and I'll take that. Any problems you have with it, you know, I'll take it.
But did you have any concerns about continuing to get the ball?
No, I think we did. I think we did a really good job finishing against a really good football team. Yeah, I think it's getting there. I think we're playing better and better on all three phases. We're growing. You know, we're looking to be better. We're developing guys. We're getting more comfortable playing with one another, understanding what we're looking for. And I feel like we continue to take positive steps. Well, it's a tough task. It's a really talented front. They have really good design. Have to credit, again, the staff to put a plan together, the linemen that went out and blocked, the backs that ran hard. I mean, everybody contributes, the wide receivers that are involved, and they're blocking, the tight ends. It's a team effort, you know, and we knew it was going to be a tough challenge, but, you know, we feel like we have a physical group, that they definitely have a physical group, a lot of respect for them. And, you know, it was nice to be able to execute the way we did today against that kind of opponent. Well, we weren't about making statements as much as we were going to, use our best and challenge their best. Recognizing, I think he's probably the best corner in the game. I think he's really terrific, really a terrific football player. I have nothing but respect for him. But you know, we really like our guys too, and so we weren't going to be afraid to, you know, utilize our guys.
I'm not sure.
No, we're not looking at it like that. You know, we're a football team that has so much in front of us, so much to do. There are a lot of things that we will correct, that need to be corrected, that need to be better going forward. I think it's awesome. I'm proud of our guys, our staff, our players, how hard we're working at the process of being good. Come out here, relax, and be prepared and play good football, and that's what we did. And there's more to go. I mean, there are things we have to do better as we go through the season, and so we will continue to you know, keep the pedal down and keep grinding and look to be better. Very proud of that fact, because that was the number one thing we had to do today, was protect the football, protect our quarterback. And, I just go back to, this is a team that I believe they were +9 in their 4 victories. We knew that we had to protect the ball. We had to protect our quarterback to have a chance to protect the ball. And, that starts with the men in the trenches and understanding, you know, they bring a lot of different pressure, put a lot of pressure on an offense. And I thought our guys came in and executed beautifully.
What did you see from Matthias?
Since he gets going, he's hard to stop. Yeah, he's a good football player, you know. He can really put his foot down and go. I thought he ran very decisively today, and Taiwan was terrific, you know, and both those guys were heavily involved. Well, you know, Coach Musgrave always talks about, starting a fire, being creative on offense, and feeding off that energy that, offensive players are creative. They need to, make things happen, make positive things happen. I think we've got, some good skill people that are doing just that. You know, they're They're making people miss. They're making people miss tackles. They're executing beautifully, throwing the ball, catching the ball. You know, Derek played very, very well, made great decisions all day. So that's a good thing.
Is Mac okay?
No, I think guys that wobbled were just a little banged. I think we're doing pretty good. Nothing to speak of. You're talking about Crabtree?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Michael's been a real pro. We love having him. He's come in from day one and really fit in our locker room. He's been a great teammate. He's been he does everything we ask. He works his tail off. He's been a great example for Coop. He's been a mentor in some respects that way. And he's making plays. I mean, you know, he's doing more than just being a mentor. He's a playmaker, and he's having a nice year for us.
Jack, the last regime gave up on Tywon Jones as a running back and moved him back to corner. So what was it about you that saw something in him now paying dividends?
Explosive speed. He's a talented young man. I believe it was Eastern Washington that he came out of. He did some unbelievable things there with the ball in his hands. Really wanted to have our offense. You know, we're looking for explosive playmakers. He is one. Jumped at the opportunity, told him early, hey, we're going to move you, and we believe you can really be an asset for us. We're not just moving you to find a spot. We're moving you because we think you can really, really contribute. And he's done a great job. I think as time's gone on, he's become more of a believer, you know, that we really do believe in him. We, you know, and as a football team, that's one of the number one things for us is just to believe. The work that we're putting in, you know, gives us a chance to play really good football. I think, you know, we're seeing some of the fruits of the work, of the effort that goes in. And like I said before, there's so much to do yet to correct and build and grow from. But he's a great example of a young man that's developing. His confidence is growing. He's got amazing talent, and we're going to continue to utilize him. I mean, they're similar. You know, Kirkpatrick's a little more of a veteran savvy guy, maybe seen more, but they're both athletic guys, so we had to be aware of that, you know, that they both could take off and run. I think they both got out a time or two during the game, but it wasn't something that killed us.
You mentioned the Jets' tough run defense. You sense the O-line was fired up this week, especially for that?
I don't think they approached it like fired up this week. I mean, maybe. I mean, I think they pretty much were steady the way they've been approaching it. I think they've done a great job each week coming in. They're learning their footwork, the timing of the combination blocks is getting better and better and better, and we keep preaching the fact that it will get better. We're going to do the things we believe in. We're going to grow. We're going to teach, and they're going to get better as we go through the season. And so I think you're starting to see some of that. But like I said, it's nice for today. It was enough for today. But we've got to push forward.
Jack, their offensive, their defense came in with the top rushing defense in the league. How much of a motivation tool was that for you guys during the week in your coaching this game?
We just want to play good football. We recognize the talent. They've got eight former first round picks on their defense. Is a very talented group. Like I said before, I don't know if you missed those comments, but nothing but respect for Todd and his staff and the job they do and the talent they have. We just came out, wanted to play good football, had a good day.
Last question.
Yeah, our mindset from day one has been to win our division. That's our number one goal. We'll continue to push for that. And, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with paying attention, but we understand what's most important is coming in every day and coming in with, you know, clear eyes, a lot of energy, and a willingness to go to work and come in and work with purpose. And that's what we've been doing. That's the process that allows us to make the growth that we've made. And like I said, we have a lot of growth in front of us, so we need to continue to get that kind of effort, that kind of commitment to being a really good football team.
Thank you.